Hello, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite Size Cybercrime, the podcast where we discuss cybercrimes and cybersecurity news every week. This week, we will be discussing a new type of denial of service, or DoS attack, which could impact over 3,000 internet-connected systems. Now, you may be wondering, don't you mean a DDoS attack? A distributed denial of service attack? No, I don't. Most types of attacks of this nature are distributed denial of service attacks. The distributed part of that means the attack is coming from multiple different locations. It's usually thousands of hijacked machines all targeting one website to take it offline. However, technically, one machine could also cause a denial of service attack. It's just rather uncommon because they just don't have the power to do so, and it's pretty trivial to just block the IP of one person who's being problematic. So, how does this attack get around those two things? The attack itself was developed by researchers at CISPA Helmholtz Center for Information Security, and it takes advantage of a vulnerability in the UDP protocol, also known as User Datagram Protocol. When connecting over the internet, there's two major protocols you use, TCP and UDP. TCP is slow, but it guarantees that the data actually is transferred by going through a handshake to establish and verify a connection. The client and the server both acknowledge the connection. If you're reading a blog on my LinkedIn post, you're likely using TCP. UDP, on the other hand, is all about speed, not necessarily delivery. UDP just sends data your way without actually verifying that you've received it or that you're even connected. You're likely using UDP to stream this podcast directly from the internet, unless you downloaded it ahead of time. In that case, thank you. It actually does help my numbers. And you may be wondering, isn't UDP not that great if you're not really sure if you're getting any of the data? And that's the case for some things. However, it's usually only very teeny tiny amounts of data that are missing. It's unlikely that you'd hear a difference, but if there is a bit of data loss, you might hear some audio glitches or experience buffering or see some video glitches if you're, for example, streaming a TV show. Currently, a vulnerability exists in the UDP protocol, labeled TCP-2024-2169, and it is susceptible to IP spoofing. IP spoofing is just faking your IP address to make it look like data is being sent from somewhere else. On top of IP spoofing, the packets sent, which is just pieces of data being sent over the network, are not really verified. Basically, what happens is you can create a UDP packet that contains an error message and the spoofed IP of a different machine that exists on that network. You can send it over to a server, like a DNS server, that verifies host names for you to connect over the internet. DNS uses UDP, not TCP. What happens is that DNS server is going to send an error message to the server that was using UDP that you spoofed the IP for. And then it will actually get stuck in an infinite loop sending each other error messages on an application level. And this is important because if it were on a network level, it would eventually time out and just not work properly. If this loop is not broken at some point, it can eventually consume all the resources, causing a service to stop being available or even an entire machine to crash, making any resources unavailable to people actually trying to use it. This works on both old and new updated protocols. In fact, you're using DNS right now, you're probably just not actively aware of it. This attack is relatively easy to exploit and requires very little resources. IP spoofing is not particularly hard for a computer to do if there's no further protections in place. The good news though is that if you update your network appliances, you'll be in the clear. But this could still be problematic for any end-of-life networking appliances attached to the internet that no longer receive the security updates. Having these online still creates a lot more security issues due to new vulnerabilities being found every day, but if for some reason they truly cannot be replaced within a timely manner, or you just want to be extra sure you're safe, it's a good idea to disable any services that use UDP that you don't need, and implement request validation or firewall rules that will block this kind of packet from making it to your network. You can also implement anti-spoofing mechanisms like BCP38 and unicast reverse path forwarding, which will reject the packets that are spoofed, as they can tell when the source IP coming from a certain network segment just doesn't look correct. Although easy to pull off, the attack is also very easy to mitigate. It also currently has not been seen in the wild, and you may be wondering, what would you use this for? What kind of benefits does a denial of service attack have to a hacker? Sadly, in the case of cyber warfare in particular, it can keep civilians out of the know by taking down government websites and possibly even news organizations. This could prevent people from seeing important announcements. Of course, this is just one use case, but it is one I have seen quite a bit, especially with the Russia-Ukraine and Israel-Palestine conflicts. So, we may actually see it implemented in the future, if these mitigations are not put into place. Thank you to CISPA, the Hacker News, Bleeping Computer Security Week, and CSO Online for information on this new attack and how it's performed. I always like reading about very creative ways people come up with to, well, destroy things, but also to fix things. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime. As always, thank you, and stay secure.